This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners asked about his wife having friends from school, friends of the opposite sex, and has noticed that she's been talking to them more, and should he be worried? And it's a fascinating concept because this idea of, can you have a friend, you be heterosexual, they be heterosexual, can you have a friend of the opposite sex? And my answer to that would be, what generation are they? Because depending on the generation, there's a different answer. So, for example, all right, baby boomers were still a little bit more like the traditionalists, where if you look at pictures, right, of them growing up in the 50s and 60s and 70s and all that, you kind of saw the boys hang out with the boys, the girls hang out with the girls. And there was this concept of, well, you know, if you're dating me, you can't be hanging out with this guy, or if you're married. And so the baby boomers maybe started to blend the boundaries with that as couples would get together and people would hang out and, you know, hey, can you pick up my wife from work? But it really wasn't a baby boomer thing. When the Gen X's came, the Gen X's, we grew up in the Friends Seinfeld era, where Elaine and Jerry could go to movies, go to dinner, go shopping, whatever, even though they dated originally. It showed, yeah, it could be done. Same thing with Friends. Even though there were dalliances and things that happened technically in that sitcom, the Gen X's learned how to do it, where you could hang out all day. And now, maybe for me, which it worked because I wasn't attractive. So I had friends that weren't attracted to me. So for me, I could hang out. I had one friend. We would spend the whole day together. After class, he needed to go shopping. We'd have to go shopping. He needed to get gas. We had to go get gas. Then we went to eat. Then we came home. Then we brought food home. We wanted to go gamble. We went to gamble. Then we would just spend hours and nothing. Now, I dated his roommate for a little bit. But other than that, again, so for us Gen X's, it was kind of easy. And I understand there was that Harry Met Sally discussion where guys can never be friends with girls and vice versa because they always want to, bang them. And, you know, my guy friend said, no, honestly, I'm so unattracted to you. I was like, oh, thank God. All right, good. Because that's not what I want. And so I think Gen X's were able to overcome that. When the millennials came, they're like, remember, millennials are very practical, as are Gen Z's. And so they were like, okay, so what's going on here? So you two are hanging out, everybody's hanging out, and nobody's having sex? So why not have friends with benefits? If you really want to save the friendship, but you don't want to date, then there's something called Friends with Benefits. They even made a movie about it, with Justin Timberlake. And they show that it's okay to have sex. Sex won't ruin the relationship, and you can, although I think in the movie it did, and then they had to start dating anyway. So the answer to, can you have a friend, can your spouse have a friend who's of the opposite sex, it depends. Now, we're starting to see more of that. And one reason why is, by the time I went to medical school, it wasn't just one or two girls in the medical school class. It was almost half of my class were women. So as men and women are working together, and now women have a lot more opportunities than they used to, we are seeing that blend. So in the baby boomer days, traditionalist days, not a lot of women and men interacting. Now it's and we're now at the point where we're even going to be sharing bathrooms. So where I would advise is if you do have a spouse and they've, you know, never had outside friends, and all of a sudden they're really excited about this person they're with, they're working out, they're starting to change, you know, how they act, starting to be more attractive, there might be a chance that that person is attracted to that new person. But if you're with somebody who's just always had friends and has always been social, and you have a good, strong marriage, a good, strong relationship, talk about it. You know, my Gen X friends, I've talked to about that and said, look, you know, does your spouse have issues with you having friends that are girls or whatever? And they said, well, we talk about it. And there are people in our lives that have a pass, and there are people that don't have a pass. See, me, I usually get the pass because look at me. And nobody, I'm no threat. But you have somebody who's really good looking, really hot, yeah, they're probably not going to be allowed to be friends with your spouse. So, you know, relationship, you also have the concept, and I know this worries a lot of people, is your spouse working on having a backup? Is your spouse trying to make sure that they have a backup? Well, if you've given them thought that you're cheating, or you've given them thought that you could bail at any moment, it's no surprise that they're going to want to have a backup. But if you have a strong relationship and you guys love each other and you have an amazing partnership, I wouldn't panic. But keep in mind, some individuals really do need those friendships. And so the other thing we're starting to see is many individuals that people used to be friends with, for example, I hear this from a lot of women, they say they can't stay friends with their women friends. They're just not getting along with their women friends, but they're getting along better with their guy friends. That might evolve with age, and you might notice that you have a much easier time hanging out with guys than girls. That doesn't mean there's an attraction. That doesn't mean that somebody's cheating. It's just some individuals just do better with individuals depending on their gender and sex, etc. Now, I have a lot of gay friends. They're probably the best friends to have. And so I love having those relationships. But a marriage cannot just be those two people. When you hear that individuals don't go out with anybody, all they do is Netflix, they spend every day of the week with each other, I don't think that's healthy either. I think you do need to have, you know, these outside friendships and relationships. Unless, of course, you're married to a hound, or you have a person who's a hound and a flirt, you know, but yeah, then it can get dangerous. But, you know, if you're with a Gen Xer, I think you're safe. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in a few hours, the COVID emergency pandemic rules will expire. We spoke about how that might affect you in terms of getting free COVID tests, cost sharing for COVID tests, cost sharing for vaccines. Right now, the vaccines are still free as supplies last, but when supplies don't last, and there will be a cost sharing with your insurance or out of pocket. Some of your COVID pandemic rules as it comes to insurance or foregoing payments or enrollment periods are going to end, which means if there is something that has to be done on time, it would now have to be on time as opposed to having extensions. And so make sure you contact your insurance company. Make sure you contact Medicaid, whoever you are using, to find out if your benefits are changing and if there is anything you need to do so you don't accidentally lose your benefits. But one of the big things that's going to change is what's going to happen at the border. And so this Title 42, which gave a little bit of reprieve to our overwhelmed border agents, but didn't really seem to steer anybody away. We still were overwhelmed at the border. Title 42 will now expire by 11:59 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time. Title 42 allowed authorities to turn away migrants at the border. Even though we did take them in and we did house them, feed them, etc., Title 42 allowed some of the border agents to do that. Now that will be gone. And as you see people coming and lining up, in fact, I don't know if you've seen some of the drone images, you see kids swimming in the river. It's interesting, you see some of the parents use 2-liter bottles of water that are, or 2-liter bottle, empty bottles that you'd use for soda, filled up with air to help them float and get them across the water. People are using makeshift life preservers using 2-liter bottles of air. And you see a lot of trash in the river. It's interesting. A lot of the tents are blue. They're the same color. You don't see a bunch of different color. You see a lot of blue. The Lions, Detroit Lions, blue color tents. So I don't know if somebody's passing them out or there's just one vendor that they're all getting them from. But you see a lot of those tents. Could also be from our border that are giving them something to protect themselves while they're on the other side. But you see just rows and rows and thousands of people trying to get in. And again, many of them are fleeing horrible, horrible living conditions. But of course, we have to worry about some of the wolves in sheep's clothing. Are many of them cartel, terrorists, individuals whose family is held hostage and they are told to get across and then do whatever the cartel or terrorist organization orders. Now, we're being told that Title 8 would be back into effect. So they said the U.S. government will return to a decades-old section of U.S. code known as Title 8. This is according to CNN. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has warned that this would carry more severe consequences for migrants found to be entering the country without a legal basis. The Department of Homeland Security has stressed in recent months that migrants apprehended under Title 8 authority would face a swift deportation process known as expedited removal and a ban on reentry for at least 5 years. Those who make subsequent attempts to enter the U.S. could face criminal prosecution. But the processing time for Title 8 is lengthy. They say this poses a steep challenge for authorities facing a high number of border arrests. By comparison, the processing time under Title 42 hovered around 30 minutes because migrants could be quickly expelled. Title 8, the process could take over an hour. Title 8 does allow for migrants to seek asylum, but it is a lengthy, drawn-out process that begins with a screening for asylum and then the start of the immigration court system process. Now, even though Title 8 has been used alongside Title 42, Title 42 allowed during the pandemic more people to be expelled. Now, 1.15 million people were apprehended under Title 8, according to Customs and Border Protection. So there is supposed to be a new border policy, and that is going to be a new asylum rule that will bar migrants from passing through another country seeking asylum in the U.S. The rule will presume migrants are ineligible for asylum if they didn't first seek refuge in the country they transited through. So if somebody's coming from El Salvador or Costa Rica, they have to ask Mexico to take them. Now, if they're all saying Mexico won't, how do they prove that? So if migrants are found ineligible for asylum, they would be removed speedily through a speedily deportation process. And so the administration plans to return Cubans, Venezuelans, Haitians, Nicaraguans to Mexico if they cross the border unlawfully. Now, of course, people are questioning, are they really going to do that? I mean, they have now thousands of upon thousands of new voters. They have overwhelmed Border Patrol agents and Homeland Security agents who would be processing them. They might say, you know what, just come on in, just come on in. Now, the State Department plans to open up another 100 regional processing centers where migrants can come to apply to the U.S., even not in the U.S. This would be in the Western Hemisphere. But this is, it's a concern. This is a huge, huge concern. As we spoke about yesterday, there's medical issues that these people have. And as much as I want to use our medical system to help everybody, we don't have enough. We have hospitals that are overwhelmed. We have citizens, American citizens, that can't utilize these medical centers. We have dialysis centers that are full. We have shortages of medications. And until we get our acts together, we can't help others. And so look at what happened with formula. We had this massive baby formula shortage, and we still didn't even have enough to feed individuals coming in. There were babies coming to the border. They tried to stockpile it, but it still wasn't enough. Unless we have our poop together for this country, we are going to be very vulnerable to multiple drug-resistant TB, to more strains of COVID, to polio, measles, all sorts of hepatitis can be coming across the border. These are things, and in fact, we're trying to warn medical professionals, already they have been, to be on the lookout for things that you don't usually see in your neck of the woods. Because as migrants are coming, they could be bringing these illnesses. And this isn't anything that's shocking. When immigrants came through Ellis Island, they all had to be screened. And they were screened for infectious disease. And if at all they thought that they had them, they couldn't come in. Because they didn't want to bring that into America, and when America was already trying to grow its healthcare or health infrastructure. You know, in terms of jobs, in terms of homes, housing, in terms of you know, access to things, it is, you know, we have many, many people that want to come to America, and I get that. I'm a daughter of an immigrant. My family had to wait 20 years to be able to get a visa to come, and then I had to learn the language, go through all the immigration process and citizenship process to become citizens, and it was a lengthy process. I understand America wants to and should lessen that 20-year timeline to something shorter, but I don't know what we can handle. When individuals are already saying it's overwhelming, when the border towns are overwhelmed, when hospitals are overwhelmed and they're not getting money because these migrants don't have money, all right, we can't have any more hospitals fail. We can't have any more dialysis centers over. We don't have enough for our current citizens and our current residents. We don't have enough schools. We don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough of what we need to make sure that these individuals have a smooth, healthy transition. And we only have X amount of dollars that we could spend on non-income producing individuals. You know, one of the reasons why the visa program happened is because America wanted to bring in individuals who would have salary, who would be able to get a job here in America, get a salary, and then part of that salary would go into taxes. This is a little different. If these individuals cannot get a job or a high-paying job, then they're not going to be putting tax dollars into the system and could be possibly using more money than what they're bringing in. So again, this is something that we need to figure out and fast. 1-877-DOC-LA.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. and My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has rolled back two of the state's laws restricting abortion as unconstitutional. The court said women have an inherent right to terminate their pregnancy if their life is in danger. With five people still unaccounted for, crews in Davenport, Iowa, will not demolish that partially collapsed apartment building just yet. Debate begins this afternoon, then a vote tonight in the House on whether to raise the debt ceiling and roll back some federal spending. And it will be far from unanimous.
Some of us are going to vote no on principle.
California Democrat Ro Khanna among several House members from both parties who don't like the deal hammered out by President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to make it official next week that he's running for president. That will make five official major candidates, with at least two others considering the race. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as you know, I have rescue pets, including cats, and one geriatric, pretty geriatric, but, you know, he loves his Purina diet, and I give really credit that for him living as long as he has. Did lose our 11-year-old to a coyote week and a half ago, so it's been rough. But, you know, having my cats and loving my pets so much, I want to make sure I'm doing the best possible care for them. And fascinatingly, artificial intelligence is helping pet owners with that. Joining us next is Dr. Regan McGowan, PhD in animal behaviors and the director of the Global Pet IoT Artificial Intelligence Solutions team at Purina, and Kristen Slater, who has over 10 years' experience in front-end innovation in pet care, holding pet product patents, and is the senior manager of product for Petivity, to talk to us about things we could do with our pets, including tech. Dr. Reagan, Ms. Slater, thank you so much for joining us. All right, wonderful. Dr. Reagan, talk to us about how we can introduce tech and use that to help our pets thrive.
Sure. So technology can play a very important role in helping us, you know, using it as a tool to help us better care for our pets and better understand our pets. The better that we understand our pets, the better that we can actually, you know, provide what they need to make sure that they're healthy. With new pet tech, we're really better equipped to help our cats enjoy lifelong health. And if we can look for those very subtle signs or early indicators that they're giving us that there's anything going on with them, we have the opportunity to prevent that something that might be small right now from becoming something that could be a bigger issue later on in their life. Or helping to manage chronic health conditions. You mentioned that you have a geriatric cat, so managing the health of your cat and making sure that you're providing the best care possible. So thanks to the Petivity Smart Litter Box system, we've now created a way to make proactive care very easy and accessible to all pet owners. Petivity Smart devices that are powered by Purina, they're really helping pet owners provide that new standard of care to the pets that they love.
And I love that you're doing this. In humans, we concentrate a lot on their urine, on their stool. And so, you know, it's hard to get samples from your pets, but the actual litter box is a smart system. Talk to us about this system.
Sure. So the Petivity Smart Litter Box Monitor uses artificial intelligence to learn each cat's unique litter box patterns. It was developed by our team of Purina behaviorists, veterinarians, and data scientists to identify those subtle but really meaningful changes in things like a cat's weight, the frequency at which they go to the litter box, the elimination type, and those time of day patterns that can be really indicative of health. So once a pet parent places a monitor under each litter box in their home, the sensors in the monitor start to gather all of that rich data about those patterns and weight trends to try and give a pet owner a heads up when things are changing from a baseline. The other unique thing about this system is that it's compatible with multi-cat households with up to 5 cats. And this is really where AI shines quite a bit. And it was a huge achievement for the team because we're able to do this without any collars or microchips. So as a user begins to use the system, they help train the AI to distinguish one cat from another. And after a few events, the AI is able to take over and distinguish it all on its own.
I love that. And, you know, Kristen, it's amazing that we are able to use AI for this, where they learn your cat. It takes some of us owners years to learn our cat. How long does it take for the artificial intelligence to differentiate between the cats?
Yeah, so it requires about 8 labels per cat to be able to, for the AI to tell one cat from another. And we periodically check in to ask for updates on those cats. The AI stays up to date as the cat's health and age evolves over time.
And so what are some of the common illnesses or common things you're seeing that the litter box, the AI, is picking up that the owners aren't?
So, I mean, that's a very good question. A lot of disease or health states in cats come with very subtle signs, especially in their early stages, and it's really hard for pet owners to pick that up. Even the most dedicated pet owner that's spending a lot of time with their cat and very in tune to their cat's behavior, often you're not looking, let's say, at what your cat's doing in the litter box, but the litter box is actually a window to give us a lot of insight about both the physical health and emotional health of our cat. So with this sophisticated system, it slips seamlessly under your existing litter box, and we're able to, without disturbing the cat at all, so we're not changing their litter box environment, we're able to track 24/7 all of their patterns in the box and look for subtle changes. So then we can ladder that up to any indication of a change in health state or a change in behavioral state that we'll share back with the pet owners. So many of the common cat health conditions or diseases out there will have a signature change in elimination. elimination behavior. So it's really a thing that we're tracking very closely.
We're speaking to Dr. Regan McGowan, Director of the Global Pet IoT AI and Digital Solutions Team at Purina, and Kristen Slater, Senior Product Manager for Petivity. You know, one thing I really want to commend you all for is in the mid-2000s, there was a lot of renal failure that affected a lot of pets because of a wet food problem. And by the time we knew there was a problem, my young cat was already in full renal failure. This can actually help, from a public health standpoint, pick up on things and changes and then alert the public sooner that there might be something going on.
Absolutely a valuable tool for your veterinarian, too, because this is providing a window into what's going on a day-to-day basis with your cat. So when you think about by the time that most pet owners notice symptoms of a disease state, there can be significant damage, such as what you've just mentioned with renal health. So if we can catch those very, very early indicators and share that information with pet owners and their veterinarians, it leaves lots of opportunity to be able to have that, you know, proactive health conversation and really ensure the best outcome for the cat.
Are these now available for sale to the public?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find Petivity's in-store at PetSmart, as well as online at Petivity.com and PetSmart.com.
I love it. And then how easy is it to keep clean? I mean, I you do not want to see the litter boxes. I mean, I probably every 3 days try to clean it out. And, I mean, I work up a sweat. How easy is it to clean with this technology attached?
Yeah, so the litter box fits right on top of the monitor, and the monitor itself can be wiped down with most standard cleaners, counter cleaners, without any effect to the monitor itself. And another fun thing that the monitor will do is help track your litter box maintenance, so we'll be able to indicate when you've scooped and help track that for you and even help you schedule scooping events if you'd like.
Love that, because when I'm out of town, my family doesn't do it, and then it could maybe alert me out of town that they need to get their acts together and clean out the potty box. So that's
You'll have eyes on it so you can call the family out.
I need all eyes, even on Facebook. Wake my family up to get it done. Where can my listeners find out more information?
You can find out more information about everything we talked about today on Petivity.com as well as PetSmart.com.
Well, we are very, very grateful and grateful for Purina. Honestly, I love my little fur babies, and they are everything to me. And what you guys are doing is life-saving. We really do appreciate it. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much for having us.
All right, take care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, it's just a matter of time. You know how we have smart toilets and that technology to watch what we're... Yeah, it's only a matter of time for our animals. And I got to tell you, losing a cat years ago to renal failure because of food I was feeding it, and it killed a lot of animals, it is heartbreaking. If we could prevent that from happening again, Godspeed. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court has upheld a $37 million judgment for a woman who claimed she developed lung cancer after switching from Marlboro Red cigarettes to Marlboro Lights because she thought they would be less dangerous. The judicial body delivered a unanimous ruling, according to Daily Mail on Tuesday, that said that Patricia Walsh Green might have smoked less or quit sooner if she had not been convinced by Philip Morris's claim that Marlboro Lights were safer. In the decision, the court wrote, Philip Morris represented that such products, including Marlboro Lights, delivered lower tar and nicotine and were a healthier alternative to regular cigarettes. Philip Morris never told its customers that internal research conducted by the company in the late 70s showed that the smoke from the light cigarettes were actually more likely to cause DNA damage that ultimately led to cancer. Green was born in the late 50s, had grown up with the advertisements. She smoked her first Marlboro in 1971 when she was 13 years old. By high school, she was smoking a pack a day. According to her attorneys, Green attempted to quit on many occasions using several methods, nicotine patches, hypnotism. Between 1979 and 1980, she was able to stop smoking for a 9-month period. When the pause ended, she resumed smoking, but she went to the lights instead of the reds because she saw advertising assuring that they contained less tar and nicotine. She quit for good in 1995, but she smoked a pack a day of Marlboro Lights that whole time. In 2013, she was diagnosed with lung cancer, which by 2018 had sadly spread to her brain. She required multiple surgeries and radiation. 8 years ago, in 2015, Green sued Philip Morris with the help of the Public Health Advocacy Institute. In 2021, the company was found liable for civil conspiracy and Green was awarded the initial multi-million dollar judgment. Philip Morris is owned by Altria, appealed the ruling, arguing that there was insufficient evidence to support the judgments against it and saying that the interest rates that resulted in the final award amount were excessive. So this week's ruling upholds the original decision, confirms that the jury did have enough evidence to show that Philip Morris conspired with other cigarette manufacturers in a manner that did cause her cancer and subsequent kidney failure. So this is interesting. You know, this is, you know, on one end, you read this and you go, well, wait a second. Okay, so she smoked for many, many years. Smoking causes cancer, even the lights. So the company has to pay a judgment against that. On the flip side, I understand how patients will say, look, I have a habit I can't kick, but maybe I could do the lesser of two evils and protect myself some way. And if they lied and those Marlboro lights weren't any safer and had less tar or nicotine, that is false advertising and they're screwed. And so this is a lesson to a lot of companies out there where if somebody still gets hurt on your product, even if it was their choice, you didn't force them to smoke it, even if that you had warnings, even on the product, that it could cause cancer. If at all somebody catches that you did anything misleading, the court goes the other way. You will not get any sort of sympathy or help or support. And so, you know, if you look back at it, you know, would she really have stopped smoking? Would she have just picked a different brand? Would she have, you know, or did she say, look, what I'll do is I'll do the Marlboro Lights because I have to do something. Well, you know, any sort of cigarette habit can cause cancer. I'm even concerned about vaping and the cancer that vaping can cause. The jury still isn't out on that because it's so new. And so we do lack a, especially in the courts, a responsibility factor. You know, I've seen workers' comp claims where the person did something dumb. They didn't follow the safety guidelines. They hurt themselves, sued, or went to workers' comp, and it went again for the plaintiff because that's what workers' comp is designed to do, to help protect workers, even if it was the worker's fault. Because, so like if you, let's say, pick a job as a roofer, you fall off the roof. The job has to cover that. Even if you were fooling around or et cetera. Now, most workers' comp cases that I see are not the fault of the claimant. A lot of times it's the fault of a coworker. A coworker left water on the ground. a coworker didn't lift up their side of what they were carrying, so when it dropped on the coworker or the plaintiff, you know, or the claimant. And so I've seen that many people, unfortunately, incur injuries because of somebody else at work. And then if that's the case, well, yeah, then that's the job's fault for hiring, you know, the doofus that caused them to get hurt. So I understand that. But when it comes to smoking, this is going to be fascinating. Because if this Marlboro Light case went through despite appeals, how many people who bought Marlboro Lights will be able to now sue for their cancer? And if these companies are now going to be sued for the cancer that they caused, I believe there's some class action lawsuits, but there are individual lawsuits. That starts to make people think, well, what about the soda pop companies? If soda pop will be linked to heart disease, diabetes, cancer, will people be able to sue the soda pop companies? When, you know, it's fascinating to me that we can put warnings out and we, you know, because as a company, I don't own any of these companies because I just don't, you know, I'm small time. But it does make you nervous that you could be owning a company or be a distributor and then somebody could sue. Will companies who sold the Marlboro Lights get sued? Are they open to liability? If you're a convenience store, you sell lottery tickets, you sell soda pop, you sell coffee, you sell gas, but you sell a brand of cigarettes that has been linked to cancer, or any cigarettes for that matter, are you going to get sued? The average convenience store sells cigarettes. They sell alcohol. They sell sugary treats. So I'm not sure where this goes. So I understand. I agree with the judgment where if it was false advertising and they said these are lights. So and what I remember in the 80s was a light cigarette meant it like Bud Light. It was less of what the non-light product had. If that was false advertising, that opens up a whole slew of liability. Because, again, intent. People make mistakes on their taxes, but if there's intent where you tried to defraud, the book gets thrown at you. People make mistakes at work. They make mistakes in medicine. But if you intentionally did something or you lied or misled, you're in trouble. And so that's where it opens people up to liability. In the meantime, any of you who smoke, whether it's a light cigarette, whether it's a filtered, whether it's, you are all at risk for cancer. Please keep that in mind. 1-877-DR-LEE.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.